The Currier Art Gallery in Manchester, New Hampshire, houses a collection of American and European paintings, sculptures, and decorative arts. It boasts works of Picasso, Monet, O'Keeffe, Gilbert Stuart, and many others, not to mention one of the country's finest collections of glass paperweights. Some of its fine glass pieces were donated by Melville Fuller of Manchester, who died in August. Given the gifts made during his lifetime, it was no surprise that his will would include a bequest to the Currier. The size of that bequest was something else. Susan Strickler is director of the Currier Gallery. Susan Strickler, how much did Mr. Fuller leave to the Currier?
Mr. Fuller left $43 million to the Courier, half of which was restricted for the purchase of works of art, and the other half to support the operations of the museum. It was really quite remarkable.
And this is a museum with an annual budget of how much?
$2.5 million.
$2.5 million.
That's right. That's right. It is a gift which, for us, is really unfathomable. We are an institution that has been well-funded in the past, but nevertheless, our budget has always been one that we have to be careful with, and as all nonprofits, at times it can even be fragile.
Now, given the amount of money that you'll now have at your disposal, you could at least consider going into some auction for some real blockbuster gold-plated Van Gogh or something that, you know, could be umpteen figures. Have you thought about it?
Well, I think, despite the fact it sounds like we have a lot of money, one always has to be strategic, and we are not going to be spending all $42 million or even 50% of that on works of art, but rather, as most museums do, we will spend the income only. It will definitely mean that we will be a stronger participant in purchasing works of art, but one always has to remain strategic. And I think for us, building on the strengths of the collection will be critical, and not trying to broaden and therefore dilute the impact of the collection will be really key to our success in this area.
Will everyone at the gallery get a raise?
That's a question that a lot of people at the gallery are asking right now.
I bet.
And certainly nonprofits are not known for overpaying their staff. We have a terrific staff, and I don't just say that lightly. They are an enormously hardworking group. I've worked at 5 or 6 museums in my career, and I can say this is the best group I've worked with. So we all have our fingers and toes crossed that that will happen.
Oh, you do good. I thought you were leading up to a but here at the end of the sentence.
Well, one can only hope, yes.
I just wonder if you could take us back to the moment when you heard the number 43 million in this mm-hmm. context for the first mm-hmm. time. Where were you when you learned
well,
that?
When I first heard it, it was Mr. Fuller's attorney was speaking with the executive committee and myself, and I don't actually remember exactly what we said, but there have been a variety of reactions, and some people say it almost makes you want to cry, and others, I think, are ready to stand up and cheer, and I know that as I was even driving over here to do this interview today, that you really run the mixed emotions between wanting to stand up and cheer and say, thank you very, very much, Henry, and also saying we really miss you very much because he was a part of the institution. He was here on a regular basis, walking the halls, talking to the staff, showing interest in the collections and everything that we were doing.
Well, Susan Strickler, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Susan Strickler, who is director of the Currier Gallery of Art in Manchester, New Hampshire, she spoke to us from New Hampshire Public Radio.